USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is reaching a major milestone in the COVID-19 vaccination effort. The White House announcing 50% of American adults are now fully vaccinated against coronavirus. That translates to nearly 130 million people. President Biden set a goal to get 160 million adults fully vaccinated by July 4th. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is ripping the removal of the remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The president's decision to retreat from Afghanistan is not clear-eyed or strategic. It's dangerous, wishful thinking.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor also warning that the Taliban is poised to restart control over the war-torn nation. The White House also announcing that President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next month in Switzerland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem on Tuesday, pledging U.S. support, including replenishing Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system.
It was that Iron Dome missile defense system that stopped many of the rockets fired by Hamas from landing in Israel. After the meeting, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for progress to be made on the two sides during the ceasefire.
That starts with the recognition that losses on both sides were profound. Casualties are often reduced to numbers. But behind every number is an individual human being, a daughter, a son, father, a mother, a grandparent, a best friend. And as the Talmud teaches, to lose a life is to lose the whole world.
Mr. Blinken will meet next with the Palestinians, but not with Hamas, considered an international terrorist group. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is calling out President Biden for allowing Canada to receive COVID-19 vaccines from the United States while at the same time barring fully vaccinated Americans from crossing the northern border.
I'm all for helping Canada, and listen, border states like Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont have been permitting Canadians to come across the border if they want to be vaccinated in the United States, really since February. And we're allowing folks to do that, and we're sending vaccine now to Canada.
Christie speaking there on CNN, he continues by discussing what needs to be done in order to get more people to be vaccinated.
But if we believe that the vaccines work, then you have to allow people who have been double vaccinated to come into Canada. They don't present a risk. And so how can Canada ask us for our help, but at the same time not allow our citizens to go in? There's so much business to be done in Canada. There are family members for those folks in Canada. There are people who want to go to Canada again. And if they're vaccinated, Chris, we're sending the wrong message, and the president's sending the wrong message. This is my argument when he wasn't getting the masks off earlier for vaccinated people, including himself. It sends a powerful message to people that maybe they don't work.
New documents obtained by Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich reveal Google duped customers by knowingly tracking their location data even after they turned off their location services. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.